Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's back. Settle down. I'm excited, too. I know. Rob's a longtime seven-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Grady Company. He's an award-winning copywriter, writer, and syndicated columnist. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Rebuilding Your Brand, and he's here to talk to us about that topic, your book. Rob Grady, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to talk with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you and I, the one thing we have in common is that we both are authors. You've written your books, I've written my books. And there are a number of different paths to being an author, and an author meaning that you have a book that's been published. And for a long time, being published typically meant more, very, very likely meant that you, a publishing house somewhere approved of your book and funded the publishing and the distribution of the book, and they paid you money. And then more recently, in the last, 20, 30 years or so, there have been more self-publishing. Technology has helped with that. And So what do you think about all that?
Well, I'm from the old school. My bestseller was in the old school days before Amazon and that sort of thing. So when Prentice Hall published my book, it was back in the late 90s, and I did it the old-fashioned way. I got on television, and they shipped me all over the country to all these different TV stations and radio stations and did a whole lot of a visibility-building sort of thing. But nowadays, you can do it fairly easily.
Was that the rebuilding book that you did that? Was that the rebuilding book?
I'm sorry?
Was that the rebuilding
book? No. That was actually Naked Marketing is the original one that I did with Prentice Hall. Mm-hmm. Years ago, and then that kind of led to a number of other books like Rebuilding the Brand and the 5 Kick-Ass Strategies That Every Business Needs, those kinds of things that I wrote later on. But the original bestseller was in the day when they actually had to put you on TV and radio in order to create visibility for it.
That's back when publishing houses made money, and they actually shared some of that with you. back in those days, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. That doesn't happen so much anymore.
Yeah, you probably even got an advance.
You should be publishing a book.
You probably even got an advance, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, and working off the advance, sure.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's not as hard to be a bestseller because you can kind of work the system, Jim. You've heard the stories about being an Amazon bestseller.
Right.
Well, if you narrow your category and you get all your friends to buy your book on a specific day, you can be the best-selling book in your category on that particular day. And that makes you a legitimate bestseller, if you will.
If that's an important thing, I'm of the school that thinks that that's not as big a deal anymore, because the way I feel about your book is if you write a book, it should be a reason for it. You had something to say, and obviously it was a business model for you, to get a contract with a company, with a publisher, and for them to pay you and for some visibility for your brand. That was part of it, but for a lot of people, it might just be to establish them as a thought leader. So they may only sell 50 copies, but they might give away 1,000 to customers and prospects to demonstrate them as a thought leader. There today, with the technology allowing people to get a book, for you to write a book, it needs to be a well-written book to start with, but then to get it published and published today doesn't necessarily mean out of New York. It just needs to serve your purpose. What do you think?
Well, there are three things that I think publishing a book provide you. And the first one is visibility. you can create a lot of visibility with a book, as you said, either giving it away or presenting it to folks. Now, we're talking nonfiction here, obviously,
right,
in the business
right,
sense. Yeah. I mean, if you're a business person and you want to raise your visibility, let's say you're an attorney or a single-person accounting firm or anything like that, even any kind of a small business, it creates tremendous visibility to have a book. It also gives you tremendous credibility. So that's number two, visibility and credibility. Mm-hmm. Having a book labels you as an expert in that particular area. And the third thing is it is passive income. You can mm-hmm. actually sell it at what they call the back of the room at speeches, or you can it literally sells while you're sleeping. So passive income is an added benefit, though I would not necessarily say that that's the primary reason you want to write the book. The income is going to develop when you, by that visibility and credibility, you're going to get more business because mm-hmm. more people are going to believe that you can solve their problem. And that's what the book provides you, that kind of credibility.
The credibility
The credibility part is
where the real expectation should be, because you and I both know today the average business book doesn't, you know, maybe sells a couple of thousand, 3,000 books or something like that. And so, you know, a lot of the people whose books I launch on this show, they're going to get more benefit from their book through their speaking, through their consulting, through their products, the other things that they sell. The book is not going to ring the cash register on its own as much as being the author of the book does. What do you think?
I agree with that completely. It provides you a base to begin, if you will. Take that book and say, "All right, here's an example. If someone is looking to hire a speaker for their event, are you going to hire the speaker who is an author and has a book, mm-hmm. or are you going to hire the speaker that claims to be an expert in that field?"
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you an added benefit of or an added dose of credibility, so that more people will believe that you are the expert in that particular field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tremendous value, as you said, when you're a consultant or a speaker or any
or just a Main Street business owner.
Service.
How about this?
Absolutely.
I mean, and they don't cost that much to print. You can, I mean, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with being under the author of a book and giving your books away. There's nothing wrong with that. We're going to take a quick break. Rob, I need your website quickly, please.
It's just my name, Robert Grady. Spell it G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.